By commemorating our faithful departed and reminding us of their lives while on earth, the church is giving us a message that is not about morbidity, but about happy ending. The first reading, we heard it said, "The souls of the just are in the hand of God, and no torment shall touch them." My earliest memory of visiting a cemetery was of a time when we met with our families and relatives we had not seen for a long time. We spent the night in the cemetery, bringing tents and camping by the tombs of our relatives, sharing meals at the gravestones. Gradually, I began to notice, when I grew up, my relatives passing away, one after another, and visiting the cemeteries transformed from a mere gathering into a moment of reflection on our memories and reflections, our relationships with them. At first, I did not understand why my titos or uncles brought one bottle of beer each time we visit and we gathered. It turned out to be the favorite of one of our deceased brothers. There was a time as well when I saw another child proudly showing his test paper with high marks to a tombstone as if he were making his parent or relative proud of his achievements. As young children, we took turns reciting a decade of the Holy Rosary in the cemetery because, according to our aunties, our deceased grandparents wanted us to pray it every night. Although it sometimes felt like we had to prove that we had learned to pray, we eventually grew to embrace the practice as we mature. It was truly a family gathering because we also learned about the lives behind the peoples we didn't meet, but whose names were listed on the gravestones. And it deepened also my understanding of our faith practices. Visiting cemeteries, my dear friends, not only brought us their memories, but also inspired us to be like them, reminding us to keep the faith they instilled in our family, believing that our departed loved ones are in heaven due to God's mercy and for fulfilling His will. We are also motivated to strive to follow God's commands. My dear friends, our commemoration today serves not only as a reminder of the mortality of the body, but also of the immortality of the soul. The Catholic tradition teaches us that purgatory is our final opportunity to be cleansed of sin before entering heaven. In a way, we can say that purgatory represents God's continuous affirmation of us through His divine mercy, even when we have often rejected Him through our sins. The purgatory is God's yes to us, despite our many no's to Him. This is what the second reading tells us. God proves His love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us, and through the sacrifice of Jesus, we are justified and reconciled to God. And thankfully, this sacrifice is fulfilled once and for all in the Holy Mass. This is clear in the story of two priests I once read, Father Michael and Father Joseph, not their real names, had been close friends since seminary. Over the years, they spoke about faith and struggles, eternity and the mercy of God. One evening, they promised to say Mass to one another when either of them dies first. Years had passed and a call came to Father Michael in the middle of the night. Father Joseph died after visiting a neighboring parish. Father Michael, shaken by the loss, prayed for him intently that night and resolved, "At dawn, I will offer Holy Mass for his soul, first thing in the morning." The next day, after celebrating Mass, Father Michael returned to the rectory, still exhausted from the sad news. As he sat in his chair to pray, he felt a sudden stillness fill the room. Before him appeared Father Joseph, peaceful yet sorrowful. "Thank you, my friend," he said softly. "But how is it that you have so long delayed to fulfill your promise? You left me a whole year in purgatory without you or anybody else thinking of me during Mass. One Mass sooner, and I would have been free sooner. Brothers and sisters, again, our celebration today of All Souls Day helps us recall the words of our Lord that fills us with hope that does not disappoint. May we find solace and comfort in the conviction that our loved ones are held in God's hands, awaiting the day when we will be united with them. While we are on earth, the best that we can do is entrust our beloved dead to Christ's promise of eternal life. We do so by offering the sacrifice of the Mass for them, sooner rather than later. As we continue our celebration, our observance of All Souls Day affirms us the very core of our faith, the resurrection, reassuring us that our beloved dead are held in God's loving mercy. May this celebration ignite a genuine hope for eternal life within us. As we honor the memories of our beloved deceased, may we feel inspired to strengthen our faith through their examples and live according to God's teachings, holding on to that promise of eternal life. Amen.